Alistair Ross, DUP MLA, Chair of the Standards and Privileges Committee at Stormont. Your initial reaction to what you're hearing, the sentiment of our callers today, Alistair?
Well, I haven't heard them all, but I gather that the sort of themes that we're investigating, and it's very depressing. I think anybody who's involved in public office is disappointed that we're at this again, that damage has been done to the credibility of the political process and to individual members, and just has been the case during other expenses, crisis at Westminster, which affected us as well, that we all get tarred with the same brush, and I think it's very damaging to the reputation of politicians.
Do you think the public are right to be angry?
Well, I think the public are right to be scrutinising the use of what is their money. Taxpayers' money has to be scrutinised because effectively it is their money that they're paying towards taxes, and that those funds have to be used properly. And if there's a question mark of whether that their money is being used properly, then of course they have the right to be angry. I think what we have a responsibility to do is to ensure that we have the most robust mechanisms in place to give that confidence to the public. And much in the same way as my committee works with an independent commissioner for standards who will independently initiate complaints or independently investigate complaints that have been made about a member's conduct, we need to have a similar sort of independent system in place for the administration of members' expenses and office cost allowances as well.
Let's go into some of the specifics. David McElveen, your party colleague, Spotlight found over £14,000 worth of stamps were bought at a garage outside Ballymena. The bulk of it, £8,200, was claimed by David McElveen from his expenses in just 2 years. That works out at 19,500 second-class stamps. Why?
Well, again, you'll understand that I'm reluctant to get into individual cases because I don't think it's fair to do that. I understand that David was on the radio this morning and he indicated why it was that he was using that in order to communicate with his constituents, in order to advertise a surgery that he was holding, and giving constituents contact details to contact him so that ultimately he can help them. But I think that what we need to do is, first of all, recognise that the vast majority of spending by MLAs is legitimate. It's there to serve their constituents, to give a better service. It's all above board. If there is a question mark over how some members have been using their expenses in the past or in the present, well, let's have an investigation about that. Let's look at that. But let's not tar everybody with the same brush and say that all expenditure through OCA is somehow questionable, because the vast majority of it is not.
Pat McCartan has just told us in terms of rental expenses claimed for constituency offices, okay, that the rules that you created for yourselves is that you can claim the amount, the rent, the market valuation, okay, and then for yourselves, you've added on another 10%. And then when you were creating the rules for yourselves, you've added on another £1,600. A lot of leeway for yourselves when creating rules for yourselves so that yourselves are all right. And then you tell nurses in this country you can't get more than 1%. And then you tell people in this country that their benefits are going to have to be cut. And then you tell people in this country there's not much money, there's going to be tough times ahead. And you create nice little leeway for yourselves.
And Stephen, that's exactly why we as a party and indeed as a corporate body have moved away from the idea that we would create our own rules. We have set up independent bodies to, first of all, come to determinations about salaries for MLAs and about office cost allowance. I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's the right direction to go. We have an independent commissioner for standards who will investigate allegations of misconduct from members.
You haven't changed the rules for yourselves that allow you to add on 10% and £1,600, have you?
And what I've said to you, Stephen, is we need to now set up an independent body that will administer the office cost allowance in terms of both offices and in terms of payments out for covering issues such as mileage and all those sort of things. As a party, we've been out front and we've said that. The Committee on Standards and Privileges will meet this afternoon. We will have a discussion about this. We will recommend to the Commission, who's ultimately responsible for this, we will recommend that they follow our lead in terms of having...
Okay, but hold on a minute. You're a party that's very, very forward at giving your views, not relying on others, not relying on independent bodies to come up with your policy. Are you actually looking the public in the eye this morning, Alistair, and saying to them that the rule is fair, which allows you to charge for a market valuation plus 10% plus £1,600? Is that rule, does it even feel fair to you?
Well, I mean, I've heard an awful lot about the rental value of properties and everything else. The reality is that there are very few MLAs, if any, out there who are paying way above what the market value of their office is. That has been looked at before. There's been investigations into this, and actually members who were accused of that in the past have been cleared. What I'm saying to Stephen is there is
who? Who has been cleared?
Well, I'm not going to go into individual cases.
Well, you quoted them.
To do that. I didn't quote any individual cases. I'm telling you that there have been there's been scrutiny onto these sorts of things before. But what I'm also saying to Stephen is the most important thing that we can do now is if there is question marks over how office costs have been administered in the past, well, let's look at that. But we need to make sure that we have a robust system in place as of today and that those mechanisms are put in place to remove any question mark over the office cost allowances. The only way that I believe we can do that is having an Ipsos-style system in Northern Ireland where an independent body is administering office cost allowance. And I think that will go some way to help rebuild public trust in this issue.
Does the DUP accept, Alistair, that the recently reported figures on your advice centre, Church Street in Ballymena, that the annual rent claimed by two of your North Antrim MLAs and the MP adds up to £11,299 above the rental valuation attained for the premises by the Assembly? So over 11 grand above it.
Well, again, I don't know all of the details of that individual case, but what I do understand is there was a number of independent assessments done and that they the estimate of the rental value was very different from that was done by the body at Stormont and by the individual members themselves.
So the DUP didn't accept the Assembly's assessment, is that it?
There are other assessments out there from other independent people, other independent evaluators. They've come up with a different figure.
Right, so the Assembly's assessment. So the Assembly, hold on a minute. So the Assembly's independent assessment was not accepted, right?
Well, what I'm saying is there's different valuations have been put on the property. I don't know the details of it, but I know where the property is. It's a very visible office in the centre of Ballymena, and therefore you would expect the cost of that to be somewhat higher than if it was in a less visible site. But what I'm saying to you is that I understand that it's a little bit higher because of its location. There are different valuations that have been put onto that property. But again, I don't know all the details.
Okay, but here's what you do know, because here's what you're saying. Because this is actually all about simple messages to the public. Here's what you're saying. It shouldn't be for the independent assembly valuation to be trusted. It should be for the valuations that the DUP gets that are trusted.
Well, that's not what I said at all, actually. What I said to you, Stephen, is that there are two different valuations from the Assembly body and from independent valuations that were carried out by those members when there was interest in this matter before. That's what I'm saying to you, and I think that's correct.
Let me just draw a parallel.
Stephen, let me just say this one thing. I remember when this issue came up a number of years ago before, and there wasn't an appreciation that in many constituency offices by all of the parties, people were tied into leases, so the lease for maybe 4 or 5 years was tied into. It wasn't the case where you could simply break that lease in a short time period. That just wasn't possible. It's not able to break a legal contract like that. So we need to be realistic around this. If there is an independent body which is set up now to look at the future use of OCA, then all of that will have to be approved by Stormont. But again, many of these things that were payments that were made from Stormont were within the rules in the last number of years. Now, some of those were legitimately within the rules. Others, there are now question marks over. As I've said to you before, if there's question marks over the paying out of OCA in the past, let's investigate that. And if necessary, let's have investigations by the police if there's those sorts of allegations out there.
Would you welcome an inquiry?
I think there does need to be an inquiry, yes. Again, particularly those issues that there are question marks over in the past, I think there does need to be an independent inquiry.
Who by?
Absolutely important. Well, I mean, it's probably too early to say that. I think that if there are particular allegations, then perhaps the police would need to investigate that. If we're looking to set up a new body, then they would ultimately be responsible for that inquiry. But I think that an inquiry is absolutely necessary in order to build public trust in this.
Okay. Alistair, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.